Hello, welcome to Press TV's Top 5. Good to have you with us. Kurdish fighters who are resisting the ISIL's offensive on the Syrian city of Kobani say that U.S. arms airdrops are not enough to help them win the battle. A spokesman for the People's Protection Units has said that many of his fighters have been outgunned by Tekfiri militants and that more help is needed. Ridu Khalil added that the battle will not end quickly because ISIL insurgents are heavily present and determined to occupy Kobani. On Sunday, the U.S. military airdropped some small arms, ammunition, and medical supplies for the Kurdish fighters. It is estimated that 3,000 to 4,000 fighters are currently defending the city. In recent days, they've managed to regain some of the positions previously lost to the ISIL.
They're outgunned. They're brave fighters. They just need more help. I mean, if they had, you know, better technology, better weapons, they could finish Daesh on their own. I mean, more airstrikes would be very helpful to help clear out some areas.
Meanwhile, Turkey's foreign minister has claimed that his country will provide passage for Iraqi Kurdish Peshmerga forces to join the Kobani defenders. Mulut Çavuşoğlu did not give more details on the possible transfer of Iraqi Kurds. Ankara has so far refused to allow Kurdish fighters to cross into Syria. It has also banned the U.S. Air Force from using its main base inside Turkey for airstrikes on the insurgents in Syria. Middle East expert James Petras joins us from New York. Perhaps he can explain some of the intricacies behind what is going on here. James Petras, let's dissect this piece of news. One of the most important ones is the fact that Turkey has allowed for the Peshmerga fighters to cross on over and help their fellow compatriots. I mean, is this so that Turkey doesn't look like it didn't do anything? Because it seems like help is just coming slowly on the part of Turkey. And also, we can mention the U.S. and its airstrikes.
I think one can say that the Turkish government has played a very nasty role in this business because they have allowed ISIS fighters to cross the border. They have allowed for Turkish volunteers to join ISIS. And now they've made a symbolic concession to allow some Peshmerga fighters to cross the border. The real defenders of the Kobani resistance movement are in Turkey. There's thousands of Kurds that are well-trained and willing and able to cross the border and join their compatriots in this liberation struggle against the terrorist group. But the Turkish government is so opposed to Kurdish self-determination that is only letting drips and drops of support to creep across the border. This is totally inadequate. The U.S. government recognizes the irrelevancy of the Turkish concessions. The U.S. military aid to the Kurds is totally inadequate. What has stopped ISIS from conquering this strategic location and massacring the Kurdish population is basically the resistance in Syria, and one can hope that sooner rather than later, the U.S. government will supply adequate arms and the Turkish government will stop blockading the flow of Kurdish fighters across the border.
Well, if you can explain to us, James Petras, overall the scenario that Turkey has got himself into regarding these ISIL terrorists, because it appears that their support is so strong and that the numbers of ISIL terrorists in the Turkish soil is so many. You can recall last year that the ISIL came out and actually threatened Erdogan and said that we're going to allow one of our bombers to come inside Ankara and Istanbul. Were you not to listen to us in terms of what we have to do? I mean, that's what was reported. Could it be that Turkey has gotten itself over its head when it comes to these ISIL terrorists?
I don't think so. I think Erdogan's vision of Turkey is as a regional superpower in which he uses the ISIS to overthrow the Bashar Assad government and establishes a foothold, hopefully in his terms, a Islamic alliance here, which will strengthen their position in the Middle East. I think his support for the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt is support for the overthrow of Gaddafi, his willingness to ally himself with Saudi Arabia. All of these are part of a geostrategic move. I think it doesn't have the substance because he will be confronting a competing imperial power, the United States, which wants to establish its own clients. So there's a conflict here between a rising or aspiring hegemonic country like Turkey, which wants to establish its version of Islamic dominance and to limit the influence of independent governments like Syria, like Iran, and wants to compete with Israel and the United States as the dominant group. And this has created enormous series of conflicts with NATO, with the Syrian government, with Iran. And so I think Erdogan has overreached. He's overestimated his own influence and his capacity to sustain it. Let's remember that 40% of the Turkish population is either Kurdish or Alawis, and they are opposed to this power grab. There are also elements in Turkey who are opposing Erdogan and got a substantial percentage of the vote. So I think on this question, despite Erdogan's boasts, he may be even a minority within his own country.
Interesting. Thank you very much for that. As usual, very insightful. James Bertos, Middle East expert there, talking to us from New York.